With a name like Storm Lake, you would suppose there has to be a major storm somewhere in its history. That is the case, but the story of the storm varies quite a bit upon who you ask. I'll take you to a town with competing origin stories on this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
People sometimes ask how Storm Lake, Iowa got its name. As Dana Larson explains, it may depend on who you ask.
There are two stories, and people will always have two stories. They will refuse to change that.
But Dana is quick to add, the following is the real story, which begins with a survey crew in the area, which could not name sites, but only survey them for the government.
They were out camping one night. There was a trapper who was described as being very disheveled, and they asked him if he wanted to name it, and he said, I'll think about it. So he was in his tent that night, and a storm blew his tent over, and he was a little upset about that. So in the morning, it's Storm Lake, and that is the actual real story that happened.
There's another story that people like to tell, and while Dana says it's not the true story, it is fun to believe.
A better story came along that people like a lot, that it was named by two groups of Native Americans who were competing tribes who were camped on either side of the lake.
But there was a supposed connection between two people, one from each tribe. That provides a tale for the lake's name.
One of the braves from one tribe had a little enamorous thing going with one of the young ladies from the other tribe. And because their tribes didn't get along, they would both take canoes and meet out in the middle of the lake. The thing is, they were supposedly drowned because a storm came up. The chiefs of both tribes were distraught to lose their young people and declared it Storm Lake, and it was off limits and it would never come back.
The competing stories are just part of the charm of a lake that has attracted people here for centuries. Traveling the countryside in Storm Lake, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCrae.